All right, Justin Cooper, hey, first of all, congratulations on the podium, but that 450 heat race might have been your best 450 race ever so far. I don't know, man. That was amazing.
Yeah, that was special for me. That was definitely the highlight of the night. Like, if you take how I rode in the heat race versus the main, it's like night and day difference, I feel like. But, yeah, just was kind of stuck around AP and Kenny. Kenny has really good beginning of the race speed, so had to really go back and forth. And, you know, he passed me, I passed him, and then he passed me again. And just, yeah, a lot of back and forth. So I really needed to be up there with those two to have any chance of staying with them. I feel like once I got into third, I matched their pace, but I couldn't really close in at all. So they're gamers. I mean, they're going for the title. So I kind of expected that from them in the main. So I knew I had to get to have any chance of, you know, first or second to get up there quicker, and I really just couldn't do it. So it was a good day. I mean, the heat race was awesome and the main was awesome. Just, yeah, I feel like I was running a really good pace in the beginning and into the middle and kind of could see those guys, but I felt like I didn't adjust my lines the way I needed to, and the track was pretty treacherous. Yeah, I know. From the, you know, the 10-minute mark on, it was getting really beat up, and you had to pick your lines really wisely. So I felt like I started riding a little bit timid and knew I had a podium kind of locked up, kind of was in no man's land. So I was started focusing, I think, too much on the podium and not racing forward. But I don't think I would have been able to do much with them anyway. I think I was a third-place guy tonight. So, well, it was a really good night.
Yeah, what did you think of the track?
It was, it reminded me of Philly. I felt like with all the rain, with all the rain, I felt like it was super hard pack where they tarped it. And then it had those transitions that were a little bit gunky, I feel like. So, yeah, it was kind of like fighting traction all day. Everyone was like, you know, I feel like water needed to be put down from the beginning. Like it was, everyone was so worried about the rain, but it was so bone dry, you know, in practice and all that. They were just playing catch up all day, which, you know, is understandable. I mean, they want to keep it a good racetrack, and, you know, it's going to be dry sometimes. So, yeah, overall it was good. I think it got better as the day went on, and they started putting some water on it. But, you know, they were too far behind from the beginning.
All right, well, good job, man. Thank you.
Thanks.
Cool, thanks.
Yeah.